Heading, the street meeting. Subheading, reaching some by open-air meetings. The cities must have more labor. There are places where the people can best be reached by open-air meetings. There are many who can do this line of work, but they must be clad with the whole armor of righteousness. We are altogether too delicate in our work, yet propriety and sound sense are needed. Special Testimonies and Appeal for Missions, page 15, 1898. Subheading, Problems of the Moving Throng. These open-air meetings may be held at times, and on special occasions will be the best means of reaching the people. But to make this a regular manner of labor will not at present secure the desired results. The laborer cannot make full proof of his ministry. A chance speech or discourse may set minds on a train of thought, which will, through other influences that may be brought to bear upon them, result in their conversion. But these cases are rare. Gospel Workers, pages 339, 340, 1892. In the open-air meetings, there cannot be that complete work done and binding off the work that he may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Sometimes great good may be done by this man of labor, but as a practice, it is better to reach the people in some other way. Letter 2, 1885. The presentation of Christ in the family, by the fireside and in small gatherings in private houses, is often more successful in winning souls to Jesus than are sermons delivered in the open air to the moving throng, or even in halls or churches. Gospel Workers, page 193, 1915. Subheading, Open-Air Temperance Meetings. We ought to be at work in the dark corners of the earth. I have frequently stood in the open air to speak to companies gathered to hear me. I have seen women with children in their arms standing for an hour to listen to me. There are men and women all around me. I have asked them, how many of you have intelligent faith in Jesus Christ? How many are Christians? Those who are, hold up your hands. Not a hand would be raised. Did they not need Christ? Did they not need a knowledge of the truth? Did they not need to learn lessons of temperance? Indeed, they did. God wants us to stand where we can warn the people. He desires us to take up the temperance question. By wrong habits of eating and drinking, men are destroying what power they have for thought and intelligence. They do not need to take an axe and break into their saloons. We have a stronger weapon than this, the word of the living God. That will cleave its way through the hellish shadow which Satan seeks to cast athwart their pathway. God is mighty and powerful. He will speak to their hearts. We have seen him doing this. We have seen souls brought to the truth. General Conference Bulletin, April 23, 1901.